11 past 6, 11 past 4 in the West. If you're in your car heading home, you've been buried in work all day, paying no attention to anything that's in the news because you're working so hard, you may want a little update on what's been happening throughout the day, what the latest is in what we're calling, I guess, the Peter Slipper saga. The Speaker of the House, formerly a member of the Coalition, left that, comes an independent of sorts. The government puts him in to into the Speaker's chair, and now he's suspended himself, essentially, as a result of being embroiled in scandal. If you want a little bit of an update, we've come up with one here. I'm going to bring you up with, bring up to date with all the twists, the turns, the developments concerning this story today. It's a little thing we call Slipper in a Minute.
Certainly the allegations around sexual harassment have been, you know, long rumoured.
There's been a claim lodged under the Fair Work Act by a staff member of Peter Slipper's, allegations about unwanted sexual advances.
The only standard that counts for her is what will protect her embattled government in a very shaky and fragile parliament.
People are entitled to make allegations, but people are entitled to defend those allegations as well.
It's up to the independents to move a vote of no confidence in the government, because we need their support to carry it.
I am frustrated, despondent, pretty angry.
He has done his work as Speaker, has kept firm control of the Parliament, particularly during what can be a quite raucous period, question time.
Either he will return as Speaker or take some other action, depending upon what the findings are.
Between now and when Parliament returns on the 8th of May, I think we will become a lot more clear on some of the depth in those civil matters.
We'll be discussing this in the next hour in our Monday panel with Harry Evans, retired Clerk of the Senate, now Political Science Fellow at the Australian National University, and also Lenore Taylor, the National Affairs Correspondent for the Fairfax Press. You can tell us what you think in the meantime, and we'll work it into the panel discussion if we can. 0418 226 576 is the text number. Comes directly to my screen. 0418 226 576. Or you can go to our Facebook page, RN Drive, or you can find us on Twitter at RN Drive and tell us what you think. Is the Slipper scandal the beginning of the end for the Gillard government? Of course, remember, it's not the only one. You've got the Craig Thompson scandal just sitting there, bubbling away, threatening to bring the edifice of this government down. So is this the beginning of the end? I liked this tweet we got from Leo Campbell. Every story since the election is insert government reform / scandal the end of Gillard. Exhausting media rituals, that's a hashtag. Yeah, well, maybe this is right. Maybe this ultimately changes nothing. Jeff Sundstrom on Facebook just says no. That's it, one word answer, not the beginning of the end. Mark Longhurst, the whole thing seems better suited to the English Tories, sex and money, but given what the political community is made up these days, it's not surprising. If it is the beginning of the end, let's hope it's a mudslinging scandal ridden train wreck for both sides. And Yaya Zoe says, yep, the slippery slope of politics is always a bizarre universe when it's just shallow power. We'll get to more of your thoughts. Let us know what you think. 0418 226 576. Up next, we're going to France.